Country Bob FM. Today's Bob Almanac starts with the Bob Almanac Salute. Neil, your thoughts and recollections of Wes Unseld as a basketball player. Big, bruising, 6'7", but he played much bigger than that.
Yeah, he did. He, he always was guarding guys that were quite a bit taller than he was, because he was a center by trade, but competitor, broad-shouldered, and played on some very good Baltimore and Washington Bullet teams.
Won a title.
Yeah.
In the late 70s.
Yeah.
And he is one of only two players to win the MVP and the Rookie of the Year in the same year.
Pretty impressive.
He and Wilt Chamberlain. And, if you were to put into it, it's kind of like Fletch. If you put his hair, if you measured his hair, he was probably closer to 6'10".
Yeah. Yeah.
He blocked a lot of shots with his hair, because he did have a big afro, didn't he?
Big afro. Yes, he did.
He certainly did. Now, what I remember best about Wes Unseld was when he was like the general manager of the Bullets, and he would be there for the draft lottery, and he would always be, he'd always have this disappointing look on his on his face, because they would never win the lottery, but they did win the title with him. So yeah, he passed away. His family announced that yesterday. He was 74, series of health issues, most recently pneumonia. At the age of 74 today.
Sorry to hear that.
Wednesday, June 3rd, 155th day of the year, 212 left to go. This is the date, 1539. Hernando de Soto. Can you hear the drums, Hernando? He claimed Florida for Spain not long after Spain said, yeah, you know, you can have it back. 1851, first baseball uniforms worn. When the New York Knickerbockers wear a uniform of straw hats, white shirts, and blue long trousers. So they weren't wearing, were they naked before? They were in their underwear?
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's 1851.
Just their work clothes.
1930. What the, that sounds like their work clothes.
It does, it really does.
White shirts, blue trousers.
Oh, the romance of the century reached full flower at a castle in Mans, France. There, the king who abdicated his throne married the woman he loved. The Duke of Windsor and Mrs. Wallace Warfield Simpson, the King and the Commoner, became man and
wife. Say it with me. Abdicate. Abdicate. Dance to the music. So Duke of Windsor, Edward, he was King Edward VIII, and he said, you know what? The love of a woman forced him, gave up being king.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well.
1937, they were married. It was the American divorcee and commoner that he decided to marry Wallace. He just liked the name Wallace.
I think he did.
1939. Here's your number one song. I know Frankie Yankovic and Whoopi John have done this song, but the original 1939 Beer Barrel Polka, as we know it today, became number one on the pop singles chart.
From Six Fat Dutchman?
The king of the accordion. No, it's Will Glahey. Will Glahey. I'm sure our friends at Chasm on their Sunday Polka Show play a lot of Will Glahey.
You would think.
So, Will Glahey, 1939, that was number one.
Wow.
65, we're going to space.
For a period of about 20 minutes today, astronaut Edward White walked in space, out of his spacecraft, but attached to it by a nylon tether. As a point of curiosity, in earthly terms, White walked the distance from Hawaii to Bermuda. Not so impressive, perhaps.
That's a long walk, Hawaii to Bermuda.
Yeah, it is.
So the first ever American to walk in space. The Russians beat it, beat us to it again by a month or two or however long it was, but they did do it first. We did it better, though.
What was the guy's name?
It doesn't matter who does it first.
Right.
It's Ed White. He later played offensive line. For the Vikings, and we traded him to San Diego for Ricky Young, if I'm not mistaken. So that was in 1965. In 69, the last episode of Star Trek.
Attention all personnel.
First Officer Spock has been placed under arrest on the charge of mutiny.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, my God.
That's the time we move against him. We'll have to take over the ship.
It's mutiny on the Starship Enterprise on this day. You know why? It's because Spock and a woman, they flip-flopped. Spock went into a woman's body, and this woman who wanted to take over the Enterprise took over Spock's body.
Oh, my gosh.
Or was it Kirk? No, it was the other way around. It was Kirk. And then Kirk and Spock, I think in that episode, they kiss.
Oh.
Spock and Kirk. Which,
that's very controversial.
Sir. And you know, it was the last episode. They got canceled. And I'm sure most everybody at NBC and everybody else in Hollywood, we'll never hear from these guys again.
Right.
We'll never hear about the Star Trek thing ever again.
Little did they know.
It was the last episode that aired.
Because it was only like two or three years
ago. Three seasons. The name of the episode, Turnabout Intruder, took over the body of Captain Kirk. That was in 69 and 83.
How can I talk?
It's not a real voice. This box just interprets signals from the computer and turns them into sound.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, why not? We'll see what happens. Maybe thermonuclear war will be the result. War Games. Oh, Matthew Broderick, Ali Sheedy, and others. This date, 1983, that movie was released. 91, how about some Willie?
Fool by my memories of things that used to be. This is a collection of songs that's very special to me, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoyed playing them for you.
To order Who'll Buy My Memories, call 1-800...
It's the IRS tapes, Neil. Willie needed some help.
Needed some dough.
He had some tax issues, so he began selling Who'll Buy My Memories, the IRS tapes, on this date. Phone orders, any stores wouldn't stock him. They said, we're not going to help Willie. We don't want to help him. That's his issue, the whole tax thing. So they did it over the phone, TV commercials, and he made money on it.
He did.
He had a $6 million tax bill. And despite the fact that he sold a lot of his junk and stuff that he owned, you know, Nautilus machines and exercise bikes and various other things. I believe there was a Nordic track the driveway.
A mower that he used on his golf course.
No, that's the one George Jones drove.
That one.
So that was 1991. 1992. It doesn't matter how your president is going to do as far as international relations and deal with NAFTA and terrorism. It's how he plays saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. Bill Clinton earned a lot of votes on this date, 1992, when he showed up, and that's him on the saxophone. I mean, that's talent right there.
Yeah, he's tearing it up.
How many other commanders-in-chief could play the sax like that? Grover Cleveland. He played the oboe. That was 92. 2003, baseball.
Gonzalez to third, gives Sosa his 25th RBI on a broken back. The Cubs lead by one here in the first inning.
Well, this isn't
They're
good.
Looking for a few more pieces of the lumber.
No, they're looking to see what's in the bat. And they want to see if what's in
Sammy
the bat.
Sammy Sosa turned out to be a
cheater.
Yeah, he did. Corked bat on this date. You know, when you're using a cork bat, you want to make sure that it doesn't break. You might want to wrap some duct tape around the top.
Yeah.
Might affect the performance, but it'd be like a fungo bat.
It shows poorly.
2003, we lost some legends on this date. I mean, a lot of Hollywood greats, starting with David Carradine. Kung Fu, he was kung fu fighting, and his kicks were fast as lightning.
He was young grasshopper.
2009, David Carradine died. He was 72. He was filming a movie, and he died in Bangkok in a hotel.
Somewhat mysteriously, I don't know.
That was 2009. Then a year later, we say goodbye to Rue McClanahan.
Maybe they're staring at you, honey. Me? Oh, only a good friend would tell you this, Rose, but that color you dye your hair? Honey, that hasn't existed since they discontinued the Ford Falcon.
She was Blanche. Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls. 76. She passed away this day, 2010, and then the year after that.
Ain't you just a little bit out of your territory here, Marshal?
I take my territory with me, and right now you're in it.
There he is, Marshal Dillon, your guy, James Arness, passed away, 88 years old.
One of us, a Minneapolis native.
2011, then Richard Dawson, 2012.
Wow.
If Rudolfo is worth 26 points, you got $5,000. Survey said, ho, ho, ho!
Survey said, Richard Dawson knew that Rudolph was going to get it done.
Did.
I think he had an idea. Either he was given the answers already, or he just had a hunch. So we lost Richard Dawson this day.
He'll always be Newkirk to me,
though. 79. Yeah, he started as an actor and then was on Match Game, then, of course, Family Feud. Mm. He was classic in that. There will never, ever be another Family Feud hosts like him.
No.
79 for Richard Dawson, and then 4 years ago.
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zero Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming.
Stay in shape.
He was the greatest of all time, and he told us that.
Yes.
But he backed it up. Did he not? Muhammad Ali, he died at 74.
And danced like a butterfly.
He was the champ, and he stung like a bee. 2016. Hey, it's birthday time now. Hale Irwin. Our golf fans here got to know Hale Irwin a lot because he dominated at the Burnett Senior Classic and eventually with the 3M Open and all the other names that it had.
Sure.
He won a lot here, especially at Bunker Hills.
Yeah.
He is 75 today. Three-time U.S. Open champ, 74, 79, 90. People forget about that.
He's a good player.
People forget about Hale Irwin and how good he was. So he's 75 today. You remember Mott the Hoople?
I do.
You're a part of the Hoople Poople. That was their fan club, you know. Mott the Hoople lead singer Ian Hunter, 74 today. More great music. We've got music up the you know what. You know, when I was young, I always thought that Eddie Holman was just the lead singer of the Stylistics gone solo, but it wasn't. Eddie Holman had a very similar voice to the man from the Stylistics. Here he is here. Eddie Holman, 74.
Very nice.
Leather Tuscadero.
Oh.
You may also know her as Susie Quattro. She was Leather Tuscadero on Happy Day singing here. How can you go wrong if you've got Ralph Melf on the keyboards playing the piano and you have both Richie Cunningham and Patsy Weber playing lead and second guitar?
That's pretty good.
And
Patsy
Joni
was a fine singer.
And Joni is singing backup.
Holy cow.
So Susie Quattro, she's from England, I believe. I don't know, you can look that up. She had a big hit with Stumbling In with Chris Norman, the lead singer from Smokey. You remember that song? Stumbling In, Love is a Lie. And so it begins.
Oh, yeah.
Laying a hand on the table, stumbling in.
And there's another first name we should consider, Leather.
Was that her given name, or was it because was she born with a leather jacket in hand?
That could have been.
Joyce wore leather. Joyce slapped her thigh and pointed, which is somewhat rude. So Denise Williams is 70 today. This is her.
Good singer.
Her and Johnny Mathis teamed up on the Family Ties theme, if you remember. So Denise Williams, 70 more.
And who am I to judge you?
Dan Hill. Sometimes when we touch, not a lot of touching going on right now because of physical distancing.
Right.
And you can't kiss through the mask either.
No.
Sometimes when we touch.
Big hit from the
70s.
He's a Canadian. Dan Hill, 66. And we mentioned Family Ties.
Hey, this is really nice. You guys eat like this all the time? You mean with utensils?
Scott Valentine, he was Nick.
Mallory.
Nick, he was Mallory's boyfriend on Family Ties. You know, they tried to give him his own show, and it just didn't quite work out. They should have waited until Family Ties was over. They tried to give him a spinoff during Family Ties, but they didn't want him to leave Family Ties because he was such a great character on that show. Scott Valentine, 62.
He promised her a new and better life out in Arizona.
Could you check the map of the United States? Because Jamie O'Neill says there isn't in Arizona. There's no Arizona, according to Jamie O'Neill. Check the map. Is it still there?
Yeah. From what I'm seeing here, yes.
54.
And it's hot there today.
54, Jamie O'Neill. Anderson Cooper from that CNN network is 53. Who's his mom? His mom is a famous, like, is it Marion Ross? Was it
somebody.
Barbara Billingsley?
I can't remember.
It's Gloria Vanderbilt.
Maybe that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I think
you're right. Anderson Cooper, part of the Vanderbilt collection of goods and services. 53 today. Rafa Nadal, you may know him as Rafael. Very good tennis player.
Yep.
Championships
we just
up
call
to
him
his
Rafi.
Neck. Rafa. Actually, not Rafi, it's Rafa. It's Rafa. That's his nickname in tennis. I know more tennis than you, Kamal, let's be honest. 34 today. It. And then rapper Dave, you want to do a tennis quiz right now? Let's do the tennis quiz right now. Yeah, you're going to go to your Ivan Goolagon. I know you know Ivan Goolagon.
Yes, I do, of course.
And Dave East, our rapper of the day today, Dave East. You got your Conway West, and then you got your Dave East. Dave East.
Are they friends, I wonder? No. The East-West connection?
Worked together. They've worked together.
Okay. All right.
Collaborated is a term they use in that industry.
Gone, but not forgotten. Confederate President Jefferson Davis was born on this day, 1808.
Is he your favorite Confederate president?
I think he's the only
one. He's your favorite.
He's got to be your favorite. Actor Maurice, that was 1808. 1901, Maurice Evans. He was on the TV series Bewitched. I'm not sure what part he played.
He was Samantha's father.
Ah, okay. Now I know who he is. Also in Planet of the Apes. And we have, I got to scroll down, Colleen Dewhurst won Emmys for many programs, including Murphy Brown, always a favorite, born on this day, 1924. You remember Tony Curtis?
It was so drafty. They must be catching cold all the time, huh?
Will you quit stalling? We're going to miss the train.
I feel naked. I feel like everybody's staring at me.
With those legs, are you crazy? Now, come on.
He was actually kind of a pretty woman.
Right, right.
And some like it hot.
Yes, he was. Born Bernard Schwartz, changed his name to Tony Curtis.
He had feminine lines in his face.
And was he not the father of Jamie Lee Curtis?
Do I even need to answer that?
1925. Boots Randolph, he did Yakety Sax, if you remember that. There it is, from 1963. Boots Randolph, born on this day, 1927. He was an odd character, to say the least, Chuck Barris.
I just wish you'd give him another chance. So, all right, let's give him another chance. Lay it on now. Here it comes.
Too bad this is radio. We would share you a little Gene Gene, the dancing machine.
Sure. And the unknown comic, the whole crew on the on his program there, The Gong Show.
You might even be able to outdance Gene Gene, the dancing machine.
Yeah, I might be able to. 1929, Emmy Grammy Award-winning singer, the great Curtis Mayfield.
The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Chuck Barris, didn't he turn out to be a spy or a double agent or something? He was.
Yeah, they tried to read his book, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. There's Curtis Mayfield, 1942, and Billy Powell is on the keyboards for the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band. He survived the plane crash and just died here the last couple of years. He tickled the ivory with the best of them. Billy Powell, born on this day, 1952. And they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten.
All right, that's it. We're going to wrap her up with a little Bobathon here in your no-repeat workday. Again, a reminder, your keyword today was cash. Mm-hmm. Alan Jackson, Summertime Blues. Kenny Rogers, Love Will Turn You Around. Or Brad Paisley, welcome.
I'm going to go Kenny Rogers today.
To the future. All right, Kenny Rogers starts it up. Here we go.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1.